Cinema is life. Life is cinema.
This is like a ride. The world is like a ride. The world is like a ride at an amusement park. When you choose to go on it, you think it's real. That's how powerful our minds are. The ride goes up and down, round, down, up. It has up and down, round, round and round. It has thrills and chills. It has brightly colored girls. It has up and down, round and round. And it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time. They begin to question, is this real? Or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered. They come back to us and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever. Because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
I had always heard your entire life flashes in front of your eyes the second before you die. First of all, that 1 second isn't a second at all. It stretches on forever, like an ocean of time. For me, it was lying on my back at Boy Scout camp, watching falling stars.
This is London Court. Here is a new flash. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
Wear sunscreen. I could offer you one tip for the future. Sunscreen would be it. Long ago.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous is the same on all sides. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost sheep. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. And you will know my name is the Lord.
£3 million continues to baffle British police.
Good evening.
However, we have here with us in the studio this evening the deputy head of New Scotland Yard, Arthur Gappy.
Good evening.
And I'm going to ask him just a few questions about the train robbery.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir Arthur.
Good evening.
I'm going to ask you just a few questions about the train robbery, if I may.
Good evening. Well, I'd like to make one thing quite clear at the outset. When you speak of a train robbery, this in fact involves no loss of train. It's merely what I like to call the contents of the train which were pilfered. We haven't lost a train since 1946, I think it was, the year of the great snows. We mislaid a small one. They're very hard to lose, you see. Being so bulky, a train is an enormous thing compared, for example, to a small jewel. A tiny pearl, for example, might fall off a lady's neck
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here? Maybe I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that, for not doing enough, for not giving enough, for not being more perceptive, for not being aware enough, for not understanding, for being stupid.
Excuse me. Like I said, I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight. I'm glad to see Frank's dad made it out. That's awesome. I haven't seen him in like 8 years. That's great. Congratulations.
I love you, Dad.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of new people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show, ready to double team your girlfriend, and it stops
right there. It continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind.
Over there on the wall. Would that be about 100 years old?
Or 200, I dare say. I can't tell. It's impossible to discover the age of anything nowadays.
What is that place? I've seen it before somewhere.
It's a church, or at least it used to be.
Remorse for what? You people.
This nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.